Appendix B, Transportation Operations. The United States Army Transportation Corps was born on 31 July 1942. The Transportation Corps motto is, "Nothing happens until something moves." The purpose of this appendix is to describe the functions of the Transportation Corps. It provides doctrinal references to other publications that describe mode operations, intermodal operations, movement control, and theater distribution in greater details. Missions and functions. Army transportation is one of the seven logistics elements and a crucial part of the sustainment warfighting function. It supports the movement of units, personnel, cargo, and materiel from their origins to final destinations globally. These operations encompass fort to port, port to port, port to end user, and return movements. Army transportation supports theater distribution and maneuver units, requiring integration with joint and strategic partners. Army transportation offers primary transportation support for the joint logistics enterprise, including services and strategic partners. It encompasses four functions: mode operations, intermodal operations, movement control, and theater distribution. Mode operations. Mode operations are the execution of movements using various conveyances, truck, lighterage, rail car, aircraft, to transport cargo, ADP-40. Two transportation modes are available, surface and air. Surface modes of transportation. Surface modes consist of motor, waterway, and rail transportation. The motor mode utilizes ground assets, while the waterway mode employs ships, boats, and barges. The rail mode involves use of railways or railroads. Motor transport operations. A motor transport operation is a ground support function that includes moving and transferring units, personnel, equipment, and supplies by motor vehicle to support operations, ATP-4-11. It is the primary land surface movement provider in the joint force, offering flexibility, multi-stop scheduling, and rerouting options. It sustains forces, prolongs endurance, and supports the Army's force sustainment. Watercraft operations. Army watercraft provide rapid and responsive movement and maneuver support of combat-configured and/or combat-loaded forces, distributed sustainment to multiple austere nodes from strategic support areas, and austere access enablers to enhance force closure and sustainment operations. See ATP-4-15 for more on Army watercraft operations. Rail operations. Rail is a cost-effective way to transport large cargo quantities based on fixed routes beyond the non-contiguous AO protected by combat forces. The Expeditionary Railway Center assesses rail capabilities and advises on employment. ATP-4-14 provides more on rail operations. Air modes of transportation. Air transport consists of fixed and rotary wing assets. Fixed and rotary wing airlift assets have size and weight limits for moving personnel and equipment. Air transport is rapid but costly. Fixed wing. Air Mobility Command offers fixed wing assets, C-5, C-17, C-130, for strategic and theater airlift needs, supporting rapid force deployment. Rotary wing. Rotary wing aircraft serve short-range tactical transport missions, carrying equipment and relief supplies directly to forward areas. Assets like the UH-60 and CH-47 provide this support. FM-3-04 has more details. Intermodal operations. Intermodal operations use various modes and conveyances to move troops, supplies, and equipment through expeditionary entry points to sustain land forces. This enhances distribution effectiveness and efficiency. See ATP-4-13 for additional information. Port/terminal operations. Port/terminal operations include reception, processing, staging, loading/unloading, and forwarding of passengers and cargo. There are two types of ports: aerial ports and seaports. An aerial port is an airfield designated for the sustained air movement of personnel and materiel and authorized port for entrance into or departure from the country where located, JP3-36. A seaport is a land facility designated for reception of personnel or materiel moved by sea. Aerial and seaports differ in their functions, serving as vital distribution network nodes. Terminals transfer cargo between conveyances and play a key role in distribution. They are essential for force projection and may be seized by United States forces in operations. For additional information on terminal operations, see ATP 4-13. Containerization. Containerization involves transporting cargo in standardized containers without handling contents. It is crucial for efficient and cost-effective transport. Containerization benefits include increased cargo capacity, protection, and interoperability. Additional information on containerization and container management can be found in ATP 4-12. Container management maintains visibility and accountability of cargo containers in the Joint Container Management System as part of the Defense Transportation System. It supports various military operations. Movement control. Movement control allocates and regulates transportation assets to synchronize distribution flow. This ensures efficient deployment, redeployment, and distribution operations. See ATP 4-16 for additional information on movement control. In-transit visibility. In-transit visibility tracks the status and location of DoD units, cargo, passengers, and personal property across military operations. Asset visibility. Asset visibility provides information on units, personnel, equipment, and supplies, enhancing logistics performance. Theater distribution. Theater distribution coordinates personnel, equipment, and materiel flow within a theater to meet combatant commander requirements. It is a continuous process involving analysis, evaluation, and coordination with various stakeholders. Theater distribution will also use autonomous transportation capabilities, air, land, and sea, to support operations as they become available. For additional information on theater distribution, see ATP 4-93.